Yeah, and in the end, I suppose, when you look at it, it was the opposite. I mean, the effort of Franklin and Tippett in that last quarter in those one-on-one contests were just pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's right. And and sometimes, particularly a bloke like Tippett with his size, can draw free kicks in the wet. And if you kick it up to the top of the square and in the 50-50 contest, and that can happen as well, as you know. And you know, we thought his last quarter was super. His ruck work was very good during the course of the game, but his efforts up forward were fantastic in the last quarter.
Just on the venue, for all the crap that ANZ cops as a venue, your record there is pretty formidable, isn't it? In fact, I mean, without checking, it's probably, I would have thought it, in win-loss terms, it's probably as good, if not better, than the SCG. But being a different sort of ground, is it good evidence that you guys are able to play, you know, across all ranges of conditions and ground sizes and what have you?
Oh, we think so, Rowan. I mean, we've got a better than 60% winning record out at ANZ. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but we've played some of the better teams in the competition at that ground, and some really strong teams over the course of the years, and have had a good record out there. So we don't get too fussed about the venues or the weather conditions, and we know we need to make adjustments at different times, but ultimately it's about persistence and perseverance, and you know, we were able to do that last night.
John, losing a grand final is no fun at all. How did you address that with the group, and what sort of focus was put on it throughout the pre-season?
Oh, look, I've spoken about it after the season and a couple of times during the pre-season. We addressed it in the week afterwards, and then we addressed it when we got back at the start of pre-season. But in the end, the game forces you to move on. I mean, you need to get going pretty quickly. We addressed some of the things that we should have done better, both during the week and also game day. And you know, regardless of the form we're in at that particular point, we didn't get the result we're after, and Hawthorn was super. So, but at the end of the day, you move on to 2015 pretty quickly because you have to. Round one was on us last night, and we're moving into it. And, you know, we play this week, we play Port Adelaide, and it's not going to get any easier for us, and that's what we're focused on.
As embarrassing a loss as the grand final was, though, I mean, it would have been hard to dwell too long and loud on it, though, wouldn't it? Because, I mean, apart from that one-off, you basically did pretty much everything right during the course of the year, and it wasn't a defeat that sort of showed up structural inadequacies. It seemed to be a thing about on the attitude on the day. So it's hard to really labour that, isn't it?
Well, you've got to keep everything balanced. In the inside of football club, Rowan, and coaching and playing, you've got to make sure that you put balance on things. You don't go to extremes too much either way, winning or losing. You tend to keep things pretty balanced, and you look at the things you can improve and the things you do well. And that's what we did based upon our review of last season. What did we do well? Well, we did a fair bit well. And what did we do well? And, well, we looked at those areas as well, and try and address them over the summer, then start a new season. And that's basically what coaching is. I mean, you don't go to the extremes. You're not dictated to by people outside the footy club. You look inside internally, and normally that's where you find the answers, and that's what we try and do.
And in terms of balancing your group up, John, over the course of the whole season, and hopefully getting them as cherry ripe as they can be, hopefully, at the end of the season, how geared up are they for round one? If you could put a measurement on, in a perfect world, they're going to be 100% if we're good enough to get there on grand final day. That's when I want them to be 100%. What kind of, you know, percentage level are they operating at the start of the season?
I wanted 100%, Murray.
The whole way through?
I wanted 100% for round one of the NAB Cup.
But you can't. Can you afford to do that, given the length of the season and the physical demands of it? Is, you say that, and we understand why you would say that, but is that possible?
Well, I mean, we try and aim for it. Yep. I mean, the reality is, if you're not prepared mentally and physically to go 100% for every game, you end up copying one pretty quickly under the chin, and that's just the reality of the game. And, you know, Dennis Pagan was a great professor as far as his football analogies and what he used to say, and he was exactly right. You have to go hard all the time, and you get your rest and physically and mentally during the week, and we manage those both areas pretty intently during the course of the year. But come game day, you just need to be in the best possible physical and mental shape for a real battle, no matter who you play, and that's what the game demands.
Hey, how many of Dennis's old sayings have you appropriated, John?
You won't.
Snowy from the tram come out ever?
Surely your
confidence shop.
Surely your favourite is don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
Well, I've got a few confidence shots up here and Sydney. I think I'm going to attend to and go and buy some confidence at different times. But I tell you, you get a few North boys together and it goes on for hours.
Any pumpkin heads? You took your head off?
This is a lot of it. Don't worry about that. But a lot of his philosophies were pretty good.
I like a coach who tells his players to get off Media Street. I've got to say, I'm a bit old school. Like that. I don't like me players
well,
on Media Street.
Well, in this day and age of social media, it's the street's full. There's no more room.
That's great, Murray, seeing you're a member of the media.
But did you ever get the one, Johnny, where you'd done something in the paper that week and you just sidled up to your trainer and said, you better get a kick? There was a nice photo of you in the paper today. You better get a kick this week. Did you get one of those?
Did I get one,
Murray? All right, how many did you?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we all got them at various days.
Right. Even the duck?
Well, Johnny Blakey's an assistant coach up here, and we often, you know, use what Dennis uses at different times. And I don't think the duck got it too much. I mean, he'd just come out the weekend and kick eight. Yep.
Mate, well played. Just one last one. We saw the spray. Is that one of your best ever? The when you dug in deep and got stuck into them at quarter time, did you find yourself going somewhere you haven't gone very many times before?
Oh, no. You go to all sorts of spots as a coach, Murray, at all sorts of times. So, no, nothing unusual in that.
Okay. It looked good on TV. Hey, well played. It was a brave effort by the Bombers, given everything they'd been through, but it was a really stunning turnaround in difficult conditions by your mob. Congratulations on the win. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks, Murray. Thanks, boys.